How is the rest of your children taking what's happening? I mean, is it difficult for them? Is somebody taking it more difficult? Somebody taking it, you know?
I think it's difficult for all of them.
Yeah, they all are very angry at what's going on with us. They know their brother, and they know how he was raised by their family, you know, because we really raised them right. We didn't raise them for other people come along and take advantage of them, because there's some good kids, all of them.
Whatever they're saying out there, and a lot of people get on television just to be on television and say things about people. They don't know him. They don't even know what they're talking about. But they have to remember there's a family out there that love that person they're lying on and talking about, and especially a mother. And she have feelings, and she loves her children. And they should think about what they're doing before they get on television telling all the lies. And you reap what you sow. What goes around comes around.
If you were like a character witness for him, what would you say about him?
And Michael, he would give his last to anybody if they needed it. That's just the way he is. That's the way he's going to be, and that's the way he will be for the rest of his life.
My son is very generous, very giving, very loving. When Michael and I used to sit down and watch television, and we used to see the children in Africa, flies around their mouth. You remember that? They were just dying. And he'd sit there with tears streaming down his face. And I would too. Both of us sit there crying like two fools. And he said, Mother, one day I'm going to do something about that. And he said, I know I can't heal the world, but I can help. And he always stuck to that. And he has given millions of dollars to support children. My son would never hurt a child. He loved children too much.
This week, Michael Jackson will stand trial on child molestation charges. His parents, Joe and Catherine Jackson, have agreed to an exclusive interview about their son.
Do you think you've been a good mom? You gave them the right value, the right...
Do I think I've been a good mother? Of course I've been a good mother. I've always given my children the right value.
We've always taught them not to hate no one. And that's the way they were brought up. But, hey, maybe we should have taught them to hate everybody. Maybe it should have been like that.
But maybe you didn't prepare them well, you know.
You prepared them not to hate no one, and you see what happens. People try to take advantage of them.
If you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently?
She probably would be in show business.
What will I do differently? I don't see anything that I would do differently, because I brought my children up. I tried to bring them up spiritually. After they get grown, you can't control what they do. And they're well-mannered children. They're good citizens. So I can't think of anything else I would do different, to tell you the truth.
Michael Jackson's unconventional childhood will almost certainly be explored during the trial.
Here in America, we love to find blame. We love to find the cause, the root cause of things. And I think a lot of Americans think that Michael Jackson is a poor, pitiful creature whose troubles began with a domineering, violent father. Now, will that translate into something important for Jackson in the courtroom? Michael had a terrible childhood, so we can understand why he might have done what he did here. I don't know.
Michael Joe Jackson was born in Gary, Indiana in 1958, the seventh of Joe and Catherine's nine children.
Well, no, we hadn't planned on having... I had 10 children, one died. Marlon was a twin. But You know, we didn't discuss having 10 kids. No way.
I don't believe
in abortions either. And
like
Joe doesn't believe in abortions.
It's like a train going downhill. You can't stop it once you start, you know. So that's what happened.
Joseph, a steel worker, and Catherine, a devout Jehovah's Witness, brought up their 9 children in this 2-bedroom bungalow. It was from these humble beginnings that they'd become the world's most famous musical family.
You created, you know, one of the most famous music groups. I mean, you did it all by yourself.
Daphne, you're not saying it right.
What did it be?
We created the most famous group in the world.
Even better.
You got to say the world.
Okay.
Yeah,
even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
That she has to, I have to make her give credit where credit is due here, Kate.
Stop it.
You
let other people give you credit. You don't give yourself credit.